Well, Dean, congratulations. How does it feel?
Yeah, we're delighted. I think it's something we've deserved, definitely. We've come away from home without the ball. We've been organised, disciplined, and then we've broke. And even in the game, with as long phases of play that we've kept the ball and dominated possession. So from our side, that's just purely from our side. And obviously, we'll leave them to themselves, what they discuss. But for us, we've got what we deserve, and that's in a cup game with Bolton.
And it was the discipline and organisation that was key, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, look, they're a good team, and that's why they're at the top end of our league. And but over the three games, there's not been much between both teams. And as I said, a little bit of luck in other games, and especially the offside decision in the first game in the league game, we'd have got 3 points then. But full credit to our lads tonight, they kept going, and it was a great goal off Kins.
Yeah, it was a tremendous strike, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, he's been outstanding since he came in. He's taken his opportunity, and that capped it all off for him, a great 25-yard goal.
Have you been encouraging him to get forward into those sort of positions?
No, look, as we say, we're well drilled, without the ball and with the ball, especially in the 4-4-2, and the nowhere midfielders know where they need to be, and he's arrived where he needs to be.
And overall, in the 90 minutes, you deserved it. I mean, Josh Gordon had that great chance first half, didn't he?
Yeah, as you said, we're disappointed we didn't go in one or two up in the first half. Second half, we didn't have too many chances, but I think it was very much a football match, both teams trying to play. And as I said, we're delighted with our performance and that we're in the next round.
You've tinkered with one or two shapes in the recent games. 4-4-2 tonight worked really well for you.
Yeah, look, it's something that we well drilled at. We have to tinker. You have to look at the opposition, see what their strengths and weaknesses are. And there's points when we get dictated to by what injured niggles we're carrying. And at the weekend, it was there was a point Zelly not fully match fit, and Josh Dinelli was carrying an ankle injury. So if you start with both players, it's a possibility you can be making subs early on or even late on. So that's two subs down.
You mentioned Zelly there and George Dobson. What's the news on them?
George is it's just seen how it settles down, and Zelly just had a bit of a reoccurrence from coming on at the weekend from his with his groin.
Anything serious or not?
No, nothing too serious. Just time. So hopefully he might be in contention for the weekend.
Now, it's a couple of weeks before Christmas, but you had 201 fans here tonight, which is a tremendous effort, isn't it?
Yeah, look, as you said, it's a couple of weeks before Christmas, and we're delighted. We're grateful that they've came up and supported us and vocally all the way through, and that they can go back home with a smile on their face. And as you said, it's that time of year when every penny counts, and we're grateful they're following, and send them home happy, and it's money well spent for them.
What are you most satisfied, would you say, about tonight's game?
Getting through, the manner we've done about it, we've played good football, and the fact that we've kept a clean sheet, and Robbo's not had a save to make. He's come and taken a few crosses, commanded his box really well. But other than that, I thought we were playing really good football tonight.
And you were without Andy Cook, but I thought Josh Gordon and Morgan Ferrier as a partnership worked very hard together.
Yeah, look, we've got three centre-forwards that are probably fighting for two positions, and it's when you get the opportunity, it's taken in. There's going to be points when we're going to need to rotate, and purely on the fitness side and managing minutes, and then there's going to be times we're going to have to rotate purely on what the opposition do, and we look at the opposition and see how we can work them, and what as I said, their strengths and weaknesses and what capabilities our forwards can offer.
So it's Bolton away, a championship club, haven't been doing so well recently, got one or two financial problems. How do you feel about that now?
Yeah, look, we're just delighted to get through. As I said, it's a long way away. We've got important league games coming up, and we'll start turning our attention to them over the next few weeks and get Gaz out there watching them, our scout, and we'll go from that. But as it stands at the minute, we're delighted we got through, but we've got our eyes on Bradford now at the weekend.